The Winnie and Wilbur Picture Book Treasury, written by Valerie Thomas and Corky Paul, and read by Amy Entickner. One day, when Winnie the Witch and her big black cat, Wilbur, were flying high over the mountains, Winnie looked down and saw an enormous castle.
"Look at that beautiful castle, Wilbur," Winnie said. "Let's go and have a look."
But when they swooped down to the castle, they found it was just a ruin.
"Blithering broomsticks," said Winnie. "We are hundreds of years too late."
Then Winnie had a wonderful idea. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there was a beautiful castle, just the way it used to be, full of people, just the way they used to be.
Crash, clank, clunk.
The drawbridge was being lowered over the moat for the king and queen. After them came flags, lovely ladies and knights in shining armour. Winnie and Wilbur landed high up in a tower.
"Oh," said Winnie, "today must be a special tournament. We'll go and see what happens. But first, we have to look right."
Winnie waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there she was, looking just like the other lovely ladies. Well, she looked a bit like the other lovely ladies. And Wilbur was a tiny knight in shining armour. Winnie hid her broomstick, tucked her wand up her sleeve, just in case, and they hurried off to watch the tournament. The first contest was archery. There were some very good archers, but the best was Sir Roderick. Sir Roderick was huge. He had a big red face and a big loud voice. His three arrows all hit the bullseye.
"I am the winner," he shouted. "I am the best archer in the kingdom."
"There is one more archer," said Winnie. "Sir Wilbur is an amazing archer."
"Ha, ha, ha,"
laughed everybody when they saw Sir Wilbur.
"Ha, ha, ha, ha,"
laughed Sir Roderick.
"Abracadabra,"
whispered Winnie, and she waved her arm. Sir Wilbur shot the first arrow into the bullseye. The second arrow split the first arrow. The third arrow split the second one.
Amazing, incredible, unbelievable. Sir Wilbur was the winner.
"Grrr,"
snarled Sir Roderick.
"Now for the jousting," said the king.